Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This past week, two of our boys headed back to college. Our youngest daughter and son start back to school, one high school, one junior high. Our oldest daughter is not going back to school for the first time in the past 21 years. 17 of those as a student and 4 as a teacher. She'll now be giving her full attention to her business. And her oldest son has started a new job with added responsibilities. On top of what is going on in the kids' lives, Beth and I will celebrate our 30th anniversary this week. It is really exciting to think about what the year holds for everyone. But this morning, what started my day off right was to open the door and hear that the irrigation motor had not shut off during the night. I guess it really is the little things that make a difference. It's not that I really enjoy irrigating that much. It's just that I really enjoy being done irrigating. It's a little like the old joke about the cowboy taking his first airplane flight. It was a 4-engine plane, and shortly after takeoff, the captain announced they had lost one engine and their arrival would be delayed by 1 hour. Soon the captain came back on saying they had lost a second engine and they would be another hour in the air before reaching their destination. After the captain had come on a third time announcing a further delay of 1 hour because the third engine was going down, the cowboy turned to a fellow passenger and stated, "If we lose that fourth one, we'll be doing pretty good to get to the airport by supper time." It is easy to get our perspective between the past, present, and pending a little blurry. A poem that I call Last Ditch Effort reinforces that point. I've got 3 gildings in my string, all better than I've had before. But life would be more fulfilling if I was pitching hay to just one more. My broodmare band is a solo act, just her and the stud and the pin. The AQHA says to get anywhere I need to have at least 10. I have 150 cows the bank has no paper on. To be a success, I need 200, even if I'm overdrawn. I guess that's what's made our country great, to always reach for a higher goal. Sometimes I wonder if our desire for more hasn't gotten way out of control. The economy is a mess when people don't spend. So we buy more and we borrow more. The cycle doesn't end. What good are earthly riches if it ransoms you your soul? 'Cause no matter what we make in life, we all wind up in the hole. I know that 6 foot under is the standard depth when our soul is on this earth no more. But it's a competitive world, and to be my best, put me down at least 6'4". Part of the way that Beth and I will be celebrating our anniversary next weekend will be by attending high school rodeos in Bloomfield and O'Neill with our daughter, Hannah. Between the rodeos, Beth and I will be going to be part of the Hawkeye Gun Club Comedy Night in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. It will be a double bill show with me opening for Lincoln's own magician and comedian, Gail Beckwar. The show starts at 7:30 at the Sergeant Bluff Community Center. An Alaskan cruise would have been a great way to celebrate our anniversary, but for Beth, it would probably pale by comparison to a weekend of high school rodeo and a chance to sell CDs at one of my shows. Hoping that it's raining where you're at, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.